Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
Listening to the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast for people who stab needles twice a week.
Only twice?
Well, okay, more than that. Whatever. Whatever. We do the podcast twice a week, and then we stitch more often than that.
That's right.
That's how that goes. All right, I got to know about this diamond painting thing.
Okay.
Because it looks to me like light bright.
I never thought of it that way. You don't want to.
I can't get past light bright, see?
I never thought of it as light bright. That is really a good. I loved light bright when I was a little kid.
Yeah. So did I when I was a little kid. So help me. What the heck is this thing?
You know, okay, so I only have one, and I don't have very much experience with it, but it's sort of mindless. The one I got, I have a reason for getting it. It's a cow. I want it in my barn farm kitchen. That's why I got it.
Okay.
Because I want that. It's really mindless. It almost reminds me of like a word search, you know, how you kind of get into like a very laser focus when you're doing a crossword or a word search. That's kind of what it is. It's not very, you know, it's not very brain taxing when you're doing it. And I really do like it just for that kind of, you know, a time filler. If you have a few minutes, you can sit down and pop in a few diamonds very fast. You have a lot of progress on it. Is it something that I'm going to like, you know, change my whole life for and do over and over and over? No. I'm not.
Well, I'm thank not going God to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. Because I was about to drive down there and get you help.
No, I'm not. It's like my husband looked at it, Gary, and he was like, what is this? What is this? You know, because I'm only supposed to have one hobby.
Right. Yeah. I keep coming back to that. Yeah. Yeah. How does this fit under one hobby? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I said, you know, it's this, you know, I'm just going to do this one. And I really do think that I'm only going to do the cow. I'm really not that like in love with it, really, honestly. But it reminds me, and I said this to him and he started laughing. He actually laughed, and he doesn't do that often with me. So when I do get him laugh, I know, whoa, that was really funny. But it reminds me of like, do you remember those velvet acrylic paintings?
Yes.
Like in the 70s? That's what it reminds me of. I said, this is like a velvet Elvis.
Okay.
That's what it is. Except mine's a cow. Oh, shoot.
Okay, so what is the base?
It's like canvas. Like what, you know, like you go into Hobby Lobby, those white stretch canvas, that's what it is. It's canvas. It's like material. And then it's got the picture painted on it. And then there's like this sticky stuff. Like, I don't know what it is. It's almost like it's gel and it's sticky. And so you only can pull back a little bit of that clear piece of paper or whatever it is, cellophane stuff, so that you don't put your arm in the sticky and then it won't be sticky anymore.
Oh, the sticky is on the base?
It's on the base, yeah.
The canvas? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so it has a protective thing over it. So you peel it back and then do that much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, like contact paper or something like that. That's kind of what the sticky's like. And then you just, you know, use your little pen. You have to put paraffin wax. They send you a little pat of paraffin wax, and you have to load your little pen with wax, and that makes it sticky so that you can pick up the diamonds from the whatever you, you know, the little tray and put them in. And you just follow. I mean, it's just like following, you know, a paint by number or whatever, and you just put the color where the symbol is. And, you know, it's fun. It's mindless. It would be really great for kids. It would be a really great kid activity.
Yeah.
It has really taken the world by storm, though. There's several hundred thousands, millions of people doing diamond painting right about now. There's people that convert Haid patterns into diamond painting kits. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's people that take Haig patterns and have them converted in and printed on the canvas, and then you do the do it with the diamonds.
Well, how big are these diamonds? Are they like Mill Hill bead size or what?
Yes. Maybe a little bit bigger than Mill Hill bead, but not much. I would say an eighth of an inch, maybe. Oh, okay. Yeah, tiny.
So you can cover some ground. You can cover some ground in an hour then.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You can get a lot done in an hour. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still still light bright to me. I can't get past it.
It's kind of light bright. I mean, really, honestly, it's kind of, it's a Velvet Elvis. I mean, think about it. It's a little kind of like hideous a little bit. I mean, I know, and I don't mean that in a hateful way. I know I've seen Haig patterns that are beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, when you step back and you look at them in diamonds, they're beautiful. There's a whole Facebook group, you know, that's diamond painting Haig patterns, you know. And it's beautiful, but, you know, I'm not saying that Velvet Elvis wasn't beautiful either, but, you know.
Depends on whether he was on an upper or a downer. Perspective is everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen beautiful, but it's just not totally. I will put my cow up in my kitchen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know that I want my whole house
right in
diamond painting.
Well, I'm just curious. You know, I mean, it's like you said, there's a lot to be said for mindless things like that.
Yes, yes.
You know, where they just use the other side of your mind while you're sorting things out. I mean, there's a lot to be said for that.
Right, so. Yeah, and that's kind of what it is. It's kind of a reflective, quiet moment time project, craft project.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's kind of fun. I don't like... You know, I'm not like what I said, I'm not ready to change my life, you know, and pack up and go to the diamond painting commune or anything.
But you're not going to be holding a diamond painting retreat?
No.
No?
No, but it's a nice, you know, reflective activity that you can do if you're, you know, you just have a few minutes or something. Yeah. So,
okay. All right. Now I got the picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, you know, these things pop up, you know, through the years, these kinds of things pop up and they're very popular and some stick and some don't. And, yeah, you know, it's just interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting. And they do shine like diamonds.
Oh, I mean, so it really is a gleamy kind of thing then.
It is there. I mean, you have to hit certain light. But yes, they do. They're not like Swarovski crystals or anything, but they do sparkle. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I'll watch you. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know that I'll do. I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And I saw that cow, and that cow really spoke to me. And in a, you know, in a Velvet Elvis kind of way.
And, you got to quit using that example because that doesn't sell it very well.
And I thought, I think I'm going to try it. It was only like $9 on Amazon.
Oh, you know, I thought it was like a major investment.
No.
Oh.
Now, the ones with the Haigs, the ones where they send out and they have, I think the name of the company that does it is AliExpress, and where they have to get the custom canvas and all of that stuff now, and you have to buy the diamond drills individually, because they're all coded via DMC colors. All the diamonds have the same number as DMC. So that is a major investment. So, but I'm not. Mine's just was a kit for like, I think it was $10 on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a big investment.
Yeah, no.
Well, wait, but now we're going to spend way too much time on diamond painting here, but but if they're DMC color, you know, if they're colored according to DMC, but there's no holes in them, so you can't stitch them into a...
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, no.
Because I thought, hey, that could be a cool embellishment thing.
Yeah, no, no. It's just that they're plastic. I mean, you know. Okay. No.
All right. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
I was trying to find a new level for diamond painting. beyond Velvet Elvis. Never mind.
Oh, shoot. No, I don't know that you can bring it up any more than that.
Okay, I'll leave it Sorry. Right there then. Light bright. Okay, got it. Yeah. So Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the coolest thing you're doing the Jesus and the Lent thing. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank you.
That design just keeps arguing with you, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, so I've had this project, this pattern. I bought the kit, and it's a Vervaco kit. And I got it from the Stitchery. However, yesterday I was in Hobby Lobby and I just kind of went back to the kits, and they had one at my Hobby Lobby anyways. And same kit. But I bought mine off the Stitchery or Hirschner's or somewhere like that. Anyways, I have had this kit for probably 3 or 4 years. I was halfway done with Jesus last year this time. And
yeah, let's see. You might want to rephrase that. I was halfway done with Jesus.
Yeah. This year, last time I was halfway done with him. Then I got all the way down. But anyways, and I messed up accounting because it's all in sepia tones, and so you know it's in its full coverage, and it was just got even though I highlighted and went slow and stuff like that. I got off somewhere, and it took me like one whole night of counting to see where I had messed up. And by the time I figured out where I had messed up, I had a huge portion done of it that was, I would have had to rip out. And, you know, you think about ripping, what the time it takes to rip out, and then did I rip out too much and the holes are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just like, okay, I'm just going to cut my losses on this. And
so Jesus went in the trash.
Yeah. Jesus. Jesus went in the trash. And I, you know, it was a kit. So I knew I wasn't going to have enough threads. So I did all this last year. I threw them in the trash. I took my threads that I had left and I went to Michael's and I matched DMC colors because I don't think it was DMC floss. And I matched it to colors in DMC. I got 3 or 4 skeins of each color, put it all together, got a piece of Aida. I wasn't stitching it on Aida last year. I was stitching it on Even Weave. I got a 14 count Aida because it's pixelated anyways, right?
Right.
When I look at it real close, it's pixelated. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to do it on Aida because that's going to help me count
sure,
better.
Sure, yeah.
And
especially something like that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I put it all together, put it on roller frame rods and everything, put it all together, had my needle minders on there, and I put it up. And that's the way it sat for a year. And so about a week ago, well, no, it's been longer than a week ago, but 10 days ago, I started thinking about, you know, Lent's coming, and that had been my Lenten project last year. And I thought, I think I'm going to start him again because I don't want that to be like, well, you know, Vonna, there she went. She started something, messed up, threw away. That was it. That's all she wrote. You know, I want to like people that follow me on my blog and my floss tube and whatever to know that I can finish something. That's hard. You know what I mean? So I thought, you know, what is Lent? It's a springtime in our faith journey. And what do you do in springtime? You know, you clean your house, you do spring cleaning. And this is a hard it is a hard project. I mean, it's hard.
I can tell. Yeah.
It's not hard in the fact that it's just X's on Aida. I mean, I understand that. It's just that the counting and the colors, there's not that many colors. I think there's only like 8 colors, but they're so close in tone. And, you know, it's difficult because you have to have a lot of conversation. So I thought that the parallels in stitching and the parallels in what I want in my faith journey for Lent to be kind of coincided. And I decided that for Lent, every day on my Instagram and my Facebook page, I was going to post my progress on the face of Jesus. And that's what I've done. And I on some days I just post a few thoughts or a scripture verse or whatever and move on. Because I'm human and I fail, and I want people to know that. So, and that's what I'm doing, is I'm doing a spring cleaning of my faith walk. And so I've had a really great response from it. I can't begin to tell you how many people have said, they really like seeing Jesus's face appear. And has appeared. Yeah. So,
no, I think it's great. In the picture with the coffee mug and the Bible verse there. No, I think it's a good thing. That's pretty cool, I think. Yeah.
And what
then what was it today? You had to rip something out, and I thought, not again.
Yeah, his chin. I miscounted is what, and I almost had the whole bottom of his chin in, and it was like, oh no, I don't think this is right. And I went back and I was off one stitch. So I had to rip out his whole chin. And so I put in a little bit back in this morning, and finally I was like, I'm not feeling it today. You know how you just, some days you don't, I can get in a rhythm. And when I'm in a rhythm, man, I can stitch fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was not in a rhythm today. And I've not, and that's translated in many things today, Gary. I'm not in a rhythm in many things today. And so it's like, it's like what I said in my post today. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when you walk away and when you run. And I ran this morning and got away from him. But he's there waiting. And tomorrow I'll go back to him and it'll be fine. But I have Jesus out in that project. I usually stitch up in my bedroom, like I've told you before. But I have that one down, setting on our dining room table. And I go down in the morning. I get up very early. I get up at 4:50 every day. And I, wash my face and brush my teeth first, put on some clothes. And then I go
down.
Well,
that's good to know.
I know. You don't
here, want me let to me, let me it. Just pause here while I note that.
I go down, make myself a cup of coffee. And everybody's, my husband's up. He leaves for work at 5:30. And everybody else is sleeping, and I have an hour and a half, 2 hours, and that's what I devote to that. Quiet. I don't have anything going.
Yeah.
And, I will have to say that it has been – I, really look forward to that time every morning. And, it's only been, 8 days? I've been doing it for 8 days. And – I really look forward to that. And I think that I'm going to continue this, onward after Jesus's face is done. I'm going to continue to do that every morning because it's just silence. How many, our lives are so filled with noise all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just been me with Jesus's face in a reflective mood every morning. And it's really, it's almost like centering. It's just, it wasn't what I intended it to be. I'm reaping more than what I intended it to be, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's been very nice.
I think that there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, it's weird that you said 4:50 because that's when I set my alarm every day too, but that's just too weird for words. But that's what I do with my bike riding.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be up and on that bike by 5:30, and it really is just that for me too. I mean, it's obviously exercise, but it's more mental than physical in terms of just clearing my head and getting oriented. Oh no, I think there's a lot to be said for that. And
yeah. And it's been, and I leave it right out there in the middle of our home. A lot of things happen in the kitchen and the dining room, and ours is all one big room. And my boys, who were raised Catholic and they went to college and they no longer participate in church since they went to college, and they're home for spring break. Jake's always home, but Ian's home for spring break. And they both have commented every day that they've been home, since this what is that? Well, what, and I, you know, what is, when it, there wasn't much of the face there, what is that? And I go, I don't know. You'll just have to wait and see. And as it's emerged, you know, they're talking about it. Uh-huh. And, so I'm using it in that way too. So it's, you know, I have really thoroughly enjoyed it. And so that's, it's been a really, it's been very nice.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very cool. And yeah, hey, if it gets, the kid, if it gets the kids to pause, then it's worth everything. Yep.
Yeah. 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 Cause they have every day, they, every day you can see it grow. And, yeah, they have paused. So
yep,
that's awesome.
Outstanding. Yeah. And those, yeah, those, charts like that, where you have just a few colors close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You got to pay attention all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. I mean, it really is hard. And I didn't make copies of the chart before the first time I did it. And of course I was marking out as I went with the highlighters. So, but so I Xeroxed everything multiple times and, different section, you know what I'm saying? And so now I'm marking out on the copies.
Yeah.
And so it's going really good. He's beautiful. I mean, in those pictures that I post, he's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. And I mean, it's just really, this might be the ultimate, if I get this finished, because I'm not counting my eggs before they're hatched, but if I get this finished.
Did you put a date on it?
No.
Okay, good. We got a, shot then. We got a shot.
But if I get this finished, this might be the ultimate thing that I've ever stitched in my life.
Yeah.
And it's on Ada. So all those people that say Ada's yeah. no good, that's crazy. That's crazy talk, because it's on Ada and it is stunning.
Yep.
So.
All right. Well, it's fun watching it evolve, and I think it's a great tie-in. So.
Well, thanks, Gary.
Bravo for that. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Do you want to know what my Easter? I'm hoping that it's. I hope I'm finished with it by Easter.
Yeah. What's your Easter? You got an Easter project? Yes.
Yeah. You know what it's going to be?
I think I do.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
I think so. Well, now you opened the door, so now we're going to talk about it. That's how that's going to work.
It's going to be The Savior's Praise by Teresa from Shakespeare's Peddler.
Yes.
That I want to start him. I want to. I'm hoping that I have Jesus done by Easter Sunday. That's what my goal is, that his face is done, and that I'm going to continue Coffee and Vanna. What is that? What do I call it? Coffee and Crafts with Vanna. I'm hoping that that's then The Savior's Praise is my Sunday, Easter Sunday start, and that will be my morning thing. So there you go.
Yeah, because that, yeah, I have my own copy of The Savior's Praise.
Mm-hmm.
What linen? How many counts?
Okay, well, all right.
What's the plan, Vanna?
I ordered it today, Gary.
Uh-oh.
From Teresa's website. It's in Anchor. Did you notice that?
I did notice that, yes.
Okay, so I bought my Anchor floss from Teresa, and I am using... okay, so the one thing, you have your copy in front of you?
Right in front of me, staring
okay.
at it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so... okay, notice the B, C, D, H, I, J. Notice those letters. I thought kind of... And I know it's hard to photograph, you know, things. Did you notice? I'm going to have to go back and look at your video. But anyways, I feel like that's a little bit lighter and blends into the background cloth a
yes.
little bit more than I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I am getting beeswax 40 count R&R fabric.
Okay.
Which is DMC is, I think it's pretty much comparable to DMC 840, I think. So it's kind of a light tanny beige color.
You dated him, didn't you? Tanny beige? Wasn't that? Yeah, I think
tanny.
So.
Yeah. He was a good partner, Tanny.
Yeah, I heard tanny a couple beige. Stories and I thought sure when you said that I thought, yeah, that was yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh shoot. Yeah, so that's what I'm going for. I'm gonna try it. That's what I hope. I hope that on Easter Sunday I start Savior's Praise.
It's a nice sampler. It really is.
It's a fabulous sampler, and you know, it hits me on many levels, but the one thing that I love is, from a design perspective, is that there is so much stuff on that sampler. Your eye roves constantly. Yep. And that, to me, is what I love about that design, is that your eye is roving and you see something new every time you look at it.
Yep. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. It's all an right. art. It's.
Well, how many, what count? 40 count? 60 count?
40 count. 40 count. Okay. No, 60 count.
Thought I'd take a shot, you know.
I almost thought about a 32 because I thought you want this to be kind of pleasing, pleasurable. But I really do like 40. And this, the model's done on 40.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, that's still, that's a healthy size. What, 15 and three quarter by 18 and a half at 40 count?
Yeah.
That's healthy.
You need a, yeah, you need a fat half to do it.
Yeah. All right. That's a good one. I don't think I'm going to start mine then, but.
Oh, I was going to race you.
Oh, that would be fair. You're going to have to give me a year head start and then we'll go. Yeah. Yeah. That would be fair.
But anyways, that's what I'm going to do. It's a beautiful design. Love it. Well, I think one of the standouts from Nashville, a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and anybody interested, Shakespeare's Peddler, Teresa Vinette, Saviors, kittenstitcher.com.
Mm-hmm.
Get your own copy. Yep. Or from your local needlework store, however you want to work it.
Right.
Yep. Hey, that Nashville thing. Wow, that was fun.
It looked like you were having a great time.
Yep. And thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody for watching the videos and all the comments. I haven't responded to half of them. I left Nashville and drove to Knoxville for a conference for the paying job and then got home and a magazine had to get to the printer. And so usually I try to at least give a thumbs up to people, but I haven't. Yeah. So thanks to everybody. I mean, people have really been kind with their words and the thumbs up and the likes and all those things. And I'm really glad that the videos hit so many people and were such a plus. It was fun to do them. And yeah. And thanks to everybody, because there's just been an awful lot of support. Really been great. So appreciate that. Yep.
There has been. I noticed that there was lots and lots and lots and lots of comments, and that's really great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. So really appreciate it. And and sandwiched in there, you know, that was kind of the fun thing. Sandwiched in there was last the Sunday of Nashville was a Mary Corbett show. And so you want to go listen to that. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to that, you want to listen to that, because we just talked about basic tools and stuff, and that was fun. And then last Sunday was Philippa Turnbull, and boy, you get a full load of English history and cruel history, and what it's like finding these old cruel tapestries and castles. And if you haven't checked that out, that was really good. I can't wait to have her back. She was something. So
it was a good show. It was. I've listened to it twice.
Yeah,
it's that worthy.
Yeah. She's something else. So yeah, sandwiched right in there. It was a fiber talk avalanche there for a while. Yeah.
Avalanche.
But that show was fun, but it was also interesting. And I've talked, you and I have talked about this, but many times, about how I just feel that needlework, particularly cross stitch, is back to a level that it was in the 80s. And talk about this with Stephanie Webb of Lindy Stitches on Sunday too. Starting to sound like a broken record to myself here, but and you want to listen to that Sunday too. What a fine young designer she is. But I just really, the activity, there seemed to be a vibe and an energy in Nashville, and so many designs, so much creativity, that I just felt really good about the hobby when I left that place. I just really think that we were on a real upswing with the hobby, and it's fun.
Yeah. And I think that other, I talked about this with somebody. I can't remember who, but it was a designer. Maybe it was Kathy Haberman. And she said that the other craft industries have noticed that needlework has had this big resurgence and they're watching us. You know, they're watching.
Uh-huh.
And trying to get somebody, getting some of these people, you know, back a little bit, I guess, or something. I don't know. But anyways, I think that's awesome. That's, you know, what you see a lot of knitters out in public, don't you? I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah.
You don't see anybody doing needlework, and are very few people doing needlework. Really, nobody. I don't see anybody doing needlework except myself. But I was doing it this weekend, and I had three people stop and ask me, what are you doing? What, you know what I mean? And I always set and educate them and tell them, you know, look at my blog, or go, you know, and once you hit my blog, you can go on to all this blog and that blog. And I said, you know, it's really making a resurgence. It's coming back, you know. And so I'm glad to hear that Nashville had that vibe. I've heard that from several people that were there, that it had a very positive, upbeat, happy vibe. And that's good. You know, that's awesome. I'm glad that was the way it was.
Yeah, a lot of designers, Friday night, a lot of designs were sold out. And certainly by the end of the day, Saturday, a lot of people were sold out of things, which is, I mean, that's what you're there for, you know.
Yep.
As a designer, haul all the stuff and never, you know, don't bring it back. But yeah, I just felt a real energy. And I think there's a real, I don't know how to say it. I keep saying sophistication, but I think there's a real nice new level, if I can say that, of the design quality. Mm-hmm. I really feel like the designs people are really doing some great things with designs, and small and large. And the samplers, either reproduction or otherwise, boy, there's just some great stuff.
There is.
Yeah. Just some really great stuff. The one that, boy, I'll tell you, Linda Vinson, I did needle made designs, her queen sampler. I did a video on that. You want to go check that out. That sampler, I can't get over it. It's,
I couldn't get over it either. And when you sent me the pictures to look at up close shots of it, you know, it's just like what I told Gary, and I'm going to repeat it here because it's the truth. I was looking at these pictures, at the close-up shots that he sent me of this Saint Queen sampler. And first of all, the level of work that it took to do that sampler is way beyond my ability. And I was thinking this afternoon, as I was looking at those pictures again, reviewing them, is, you know, if I ever could do this quality of work after I completed the sampler, I wouldn't be able to put the date in until it was done first. And then afterwards, I would just have to die because you would never top that. I could never top that. I mean, it's beautiful. It is just absolutely stunning, stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah, I've not seen anything like that.
No.
I've looked at a lot of samplers and I've not seen anything. The dimension she put in. Yeah. And obviously she has a little bit of ability with a needle and thread.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, but the dimension she's put into these designs and, it's just, there'll be pictures on the Floss Tube and on the website so people can see these things. But, it's just, to me, it's just a special one. And I'm going to Phoenix here in a few weeks. And already have arranged with Linda, we're going to sit down with a camera and we're just going to sit and talk about all the aspects of this sampler, because I really think it needs to be explored, because I think it's one special piece of needlework. It really is.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And, you know, I think that when you can, in that venue where you're with the person that created that and you're sitting and you're talking with them and showing as she speaks, that's a very special piece of work right there that you're doing, not only for the designer showcasing her ability and her designs, but you're also for us, letting us be participants in that conversation. So I can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome. Can't wait for it. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Yeah. I, for me, that was the one of the whole show. I mean, there was a lot of pluses in the show, but that one, I just can't get out of my mind. It's one of those, you know, not everybody's going to stitch that thing.
No.
But I'll tell you, I, Oh, I am so tempted. I am
well,
so
if anybody
tempted.
Could do it, you could do it. I mean, really, you're a fine needle worker, and you could do it. I could not do. I love it. I love looking at it. I couldn't do it because I've got ADD or something. I just can't. Do it. If you could see before I was getting ready for this podcast, if you could see what I drug upstairs from the cave with me, you would like laugh, Gary, because I have like everything. I've kitted everything and I brought it all up and I think, what are you like on some sort of drug that makes you think that you can do all this stuff? Oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I don't have like the lasting power to do that. I know that about myself. I couldn't do it. Yeah. But you could do it and you would do it. You could do, I mean, is that really honestly this sounds stupid for me to even say this, but that's really a pattern. You can get that.
Oh yeah.
You could do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, oh yeah. You gotta buy the original chart. I forget what the story is behind it. But yeah, and then she has a stitch guide for all the things she did. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because it got started by someone else, and then it was given to her and have at it, and then she did all the design work and did a stitch guide. So you got to have both products, or both documents to do it. But and you're not going to do it overnight. I mean, that's a haul down all the way down. But so many techniques. Oh boy, I tell you, it looks like just an ideal challenge. You know, if you just have it in your mind, all right, this is going to take me forever, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to keep plugging away at it. But oh, what a special piece! So much dimension and color, and oh, it's just
so
nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
How did she tell? I can't remember. Did she tell you how long it took her to do that?
I don't think I asked, so I don't think so. No, no.
Well, you need to ask her that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on it.
Oh shoot!
Yeah.
You need to ask, yeah, because that's I. Yeah, that is. It's stunning.
Yep.
There's just no words.
Special stuff there. Yep. Can't wait to get to Arizona and sit down with her because I just want to hear what was in the mind and how she went about all that.
Yeah.
Hey, help me out. All right, help me out now. Blackbird Designs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, this is the first time I've encountered Blackbird Designs. And they had three books of designs. So is this the normal? I mean, I think she said that in the video I did. But it's normal for them to do these in book form? Is this how
Yes.
they? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, theirs are nice. And I was the one that told you to go to Blackbird. Aren't
yes.
you glad? Aren't you glad I told you?
I follow directions. I follow directions. Vanna says I go.
You were just like a little good puppy dog doing all that stuff. But yes, no, Blackbird's design. They were originally quilt designers.
Oh.
And that's how they got their start. And shortly after, and they got pretty big fame right away. And then they started incorporating cross stitch into along with, you know, they'd have like little cross stitches in the quilt books or little punch needles in the quilt books. And so they had a rise to fame, I would say in the late 80s, early 90s. And since about late 90s, they have been like the golden girls of cross stitch, really a quilt too. They still do quilt designs too. They're sister-in-laws, and so they married brothers, I'm pretty certain. And
that's usually how it works.
They married brothers.
Boy, you pieced that together brilliantly. That was excellent.
But anyway, so they work as a team, and I think one kind of specializes more in quilts and the other one specializes more in like the other, like cross stitch and other aspects of their company. But yes, they are very, very, very prolific in their patterns, and they always use, if they're not books, they are like the old Prairie Schooler charts where they're hard, you know, like thicker than cardstock.
Yeah.
Glossy. That's what they are. Yes, they are. Very, very fabulous. Very prolific cross-stitch designers.
Yeah, these books are beautifully done. Full-page shots of the finished product, finished project, and nicely staged. I mean, the books are just beautiful to look through. It's really a nice thing.
And their quilt books are the same. Every book, anything that they put out is just well done. And what I love about Blackbird is that they will have one central design. Like in that, any of the three books that we got from Market, they have one design and they'll do it like what you were telling me earlier, Gary, three different ways. You know what I mean? Like here's the sampler.
Yeah.
And you can take this part of it and make it into a pin roll. And you can take this part of it and make it a needle book. You can take this part of it and make it a box. You know, and that to me is, that's bang for your buck, first of all. You buy one book, you have like 25 projects. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
They show you and tell you how to get to the end product of each part of the thing. It's fantastic advertising, fantastic display and selling your wares, and they do it all on all levels. So it's really, I really like them a lot.
Well,
I've got all their books.
It's the first time I'd run into them, and boy, I've been missing out because it really is just really well done all the way. I mean, it's these books, it's like I'm careful so I don't bend a corner or something, you know?
Yeah, and I have them. I have, you know, well, I've been cross-stitching for years. I think I have about everything that they've ever put out.
Yeah.
Almost everything. Some of the early, they have like series, loose feathers series is what they call them. And I have some of the early ones, not all of the early ones, but I've got several. I've got most of everything. So that's why when I was telling you what to get at Nashville Market, I said, get whatever the Blackbird ladies put out, because I do every year, sight unseen, just place a pre-order for that, because if you don't, those books will sell for $100, $150,
$250
on eBay.
Oh my.
Because they only have one printing. So.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get it or forget it.
Get it or forget it. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just some beautiful stuff. And yeah, and all the little smalls that you can take out of these, just really. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Top notch. They're really good at what they do.
Well, I'm impressed. I am.
But, well, that's something.
And yes, folks, I was sent a list. Get these things. I delivered.
He did on everyone he delivered.
I made it happen.
Yeah, I should have made it longer.
It took a small FedEx truck to get you what you ordered. No, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, and I'm going to do some punch needle or some perforated paper.
Mm.
I ran into Val of Val's Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a first for me there. And she does a lot of Halloween stuff. And Halloween and I just, mind. Yeah, I just don't care.
Me either.
But she, just some whimsical little things. She really has a knack for it. So she has these three new ones, perforated paper. My favorite is these three pumpkins. And it says, but I don't want to be a pie. And it got one with it just all down her face, you know. And so I'm going to, because I've been wanting to try some perforated paper. So these are really approachable, just small little things.
Yeah.
So, going to get Val on as a guest here coming up. But, it was you know, perforated paper, cute little things. I'm going with it. Yeah.
Well, you've never stitched on perforated paper?
No.
Oh.
Advise me, great one.
it's fun. You'll have a good time stitching on it.
Okay.
You know what I use to
Does the paper scuff up the thread?
No.
No?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
And but I can give you a hint on how to, you know, because I don't like to hold my paper. It's thicker than, you know, it's not like paper. It's thicker than paper.
Right.
It's like
maybe
a couple of pieces of cardstock together. But put it on a stretcher bars.
Oh,
tack it on stretcher bars.
Okay.
That's what I do. And then I load it up in my floor stand and go to town.
Okay. These are little, what, 1, 2, 3, like 3x5 pieces.
Oh, so it's like a kit thing then?
Yeah. Well, it's the piece of perforated paper and some kind of backing fabric. And then in one, there's like a couple of buttons, and then there's some thread for stat. You know what I might do? What? I might go get a big piece of perforated paper and do them all on one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do that. Because, that appeals to me to put them on a frame.
Yeah. I put mine on a frame just because. But, like, so what'd you say the papers were? But like 3x5?
Yeah, something like that. Roughly that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, this is like 4x6. Yeah, they're roughly in that area. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I would get, that's what I would do. I'd get a bigger piece. Yeah. Because I think that the holding it, I just tack it to a, you know, stretcher bars and then load it up in my floor stand. And it's, you know, then you don't touch the paper and get it greasy or limp or whatever if you have sweaty hands or whatever.
There's a mental image right there. Perforated limp. Paper that's greasy and limp. I'm going to carry that with me for a couple of days. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's where greasy, limp, perforated paper.
Yeah, what you stitching? Oh, greasy, limp, perforated paper. Why? why would you ask? Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, no, that's good. That's good. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go get a big piece. I'll be better off.
What color is it? Is it the brown color?
Yeah, or? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen that. Just kind of the standard brown color, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Because I don't want greasy, limp, perforated paper. No. It's bad for my reputation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, that would not be good. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. Oh, and then I have to talk about, I do not know why this man is not more well known. Ronnie Rowe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did a video with him last year and I did one this year.
Yeah.
Most unique way of designing cross stitch.
Yeah, I was really I don't remember him from last year, but I really watched him twice. I watched this twice because I agree with you. Why hasn't anybody said anything about him, or why I didn't ever hear of him before this year?
Yeah, he said there was one lady who did a floss tube about him.
Oh, really?
And now don't ask me who, because then I don't remember. But he should be. Yeah, people should be doing his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I was shocked at the quality of the designs that were you featured, and I thought, why isn't anybody doing? I've not seen anybody do any of his designs, and it was good. They were good.
Yeah, because his new series was little girls' faces.
Yeah.
And they're just beautiful, really striking. And the stuff I looked at last year, it was all just black thread, and it was buildings.
Yes, I remember now. Yeah.
And all just one color, but by increasing and decreasing density, he creates the buildings and adds a perspective to them. And I think he's just excellent. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, so maybe people will look now that we're, you need to link him so that people can see if they didn't watch your video. Yeah, I agree. Even his buildings, but his buildings were so well done, and so many people, that's what they say they like to stitch is buildings.
Right.
And I was, you know, I think he didn't even have like a rainbow row or something.
Yes, I think he does. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that one, I saw that one right away on your video. And that was beautiful. Yeah, I was shocked too. So Ronnie Rowe, go give him a look. It's Ronnie Rowe Designs. I just looked him up while we were talking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just amazing stuff. I just don't know why people haven't. Because, yeah, you get a lot of people. I like to stitch buildings.
Yeah.
Go get his stuff because it's good.
Right. And it's historic Williamsburg build. Some of his are historic Williamsburg buildings.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're all real buildings.
Yeah.
It's not some made-up thing. Oh, yeah. No, it's – oh, yeah. He's that one I've not understood. So, yeah, anyway, there we go. And then coming up Sunday now – Stephanie Webb, Lindy Stitches. I keep carrying this around. This has really been weird for me. She has this several designs. Really, I think one of the exciting young designers in the cross stitch world. Bunny Lace Trio, and this is weird. I've had this because my stitching table and all my stuff is downstairs in the family room, and it's a split level house. So up our office is up on the upper level.
Mm-hmm.
I have been having this at my desk, the Bunny Lace Trio, and because I'm going to stitch these little things, just really cute rabbit designs.
Yeah.
And so I've been, it's weird. I keep carrying this around because I'm figuring out what I'm going to do for the linen. And then they're mostly white, but then she puts color in. Because she's using Classic Colorworks floss. And so I'm trying to decide if I want to just go with that or if I want to do my own thing.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned this whole thing. And I didn't tell you this when we talked. But last week when you sent me, we're going to talk about Bunny Lace Trio. I just had purchased that like the day before you sent me.
Had you?
What we were talking about.
And you know, I was just about to do that. I have all their albums, but never mind. Go ahead.
But anyway, so I bought it too. And I think what I'm going to do, do you care what I'm going to do with Bunny
Deeply.
Lace Trio?
Deeply.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's why I'm going to tell you, whether you wanted to know or not.
Oh, my heart right now, Vonna, is at like, yeah.
Well, what does your Fitbit say? Anyways, I am going to do the bunnies, I think, in brown. And I'm going to put a white, now listen to this, I'm going to put a real white cotton puffball, not a cotton ball, but like a, you know, like a pom-pom, a white pom-pom for their tails. And I'm going to do I'm like you, do I want to do the colors that she did in the little inlets, like their eyelets of the lace.
Right.
You know, am I going to do it in those colors or not? But I do think I'm going to do the bunnies in brown and with the cotton tails, like a three-dimensional cotton tail. And they are cute as can be, little smalls, though. Can you see those sitting in a little basket with green grass with those little pillows in there?
Yep.
Isn't that darling?
Yep.
Yeah, I liked it too. I liked it as soon as I saw it, and I just bought it. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I keep carting this one around. It's just one, and I don't do small things as a rule, but these just keep speaking to me. So yeah, I've been carting them around, laying them on my desk, and just figuring out brown. I had not thought I'd go in completely brown, but see, I like stitching in white, so I'm going to stick with white. But I got to figure out what to do around them.
Yeah, they're cute. They're cute, cute, cute.
Yeah, and I was thinking flat folds, Vonna flat folds for all three of them.
Yep, that'd be cute too.
Because yeah, they could sit on a shelf in little Easter grass thing with a couple of eggs in front of them.
Oh, Gary,
see that?
You're just a stylist.
Yeah, yeah. Check me out, huh? Yeah. We would call that a vignette, I believe. An Easter
yes,
vignette.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It is an Easter vignette. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So there it is. Yeah, that one is I don't know what it is, but yeah, nice work, Stephanie.
Yeah, they're darling.
Yeah. So Stephanie Sunday for that, more of that and more Stephanie. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Bravo on that. Yep. Oh, and then of course I had to do we got the Savior's praise Hands Across the Sea samplers, this year, only one really jumped at me, and that was Elizabeth Weston. So I have that thing.
Oh, you do? That one was a good one. I'll be honest with you. I've got several because I am a hoarder. I have several.
Do you have like a pole barn in the back?
No.
I mean, is it like a two-level pole barn with a ramp for all your charts?
Yeah, I just go to the
warehouse shelving with a forklift. How does this work?
Bring down the hens across the sea sampler.
This is the picture I have. Yes.
Oh shoot! I have several of the hands across the sea samplers. I have never done one of them. They intimidate me. And I know Nicola says,
"Oh no, no,
yeah,
no!"
I know. She says not to be intimidated.
Not at all. No.
Yeah, and they intimidate me.
No, do one.
I need to do one.
Come on, Vonna, do one.
I'm not going to do that brazier. I have that one. See, you talked me on the boat onto the ship on that last.
I time. Know, and then you just dove in the water, caved. Yeah, just nothing. Nothing.
And it was because there was just a gridlock on threads.
Yeah, there was.
And by the time I got everything, it was like, what is this? Why? You know what I mean? Because it was just like, you know how you can get yourself worked up, or at least with me, I get myself worked up about something. I can like set and 5 minutes later have myself worked up about something. And if I oftentimes, if I don't get right on the bandwagon and start it, well, then I like lose all that momentum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I kind of lost my momentum with Sarah Brazier. But there's that one that has the honey bee skep in the middle.
Yes.
Of it. I can't
yes.
think. That one, I love that one.
Yep. That's a nice one. Yeah, that Sarah Brazier thing, that just... All the momentum just went out of that because people couldn't get linen, couldn't get silk.
Yeah.
They could, yeah, it was too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a lot of people have finished it though. I'm working my way around it. Yep.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I still, like I said, I have the pattern. That doesn't mean that someday I might just like do it. But I will say that Nicola's, and it's not, her patterns are beautiful. It's the same, it's along the same lines as what you were talking about the Blackbird ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're beautiful. They're well put together. It's like an encyclopedia of that sampler and everything that she knows about it. And it just kind of intimidates me. I think, oh, I don't know that I can do. I don't think that I'm distinguished enough to stitch this.
Oh, good.
So I know I need to get out of my. I need to try. I need to do that.
Yeah, yeah, because they're not intimidating.
No, I mean, it's just X's, and it's just like what, you know, Nicola says, and she's, you know, communicated it so well in that one video that she did, oh, gosh, probably a year ago, where she shows what she started in, you know, where she has As They Send, that big, long, tall, skinny piece on Ada, and how, you know, is this any less beautiful than if I would have stitched it on linen? No, it's not. You know, it's not. Not at all.
Right.
And, you know, it's just one thread, you know, just, you just focus on one thread a day or whatever, and you eventually get through it. That's the way to, you know, and how she says it with her English accent and her calm, soothing voice. It makes me, you know, it's almost like hypnotizing. I want to think, yes, Nicola, yes.
Vonna goes into a trance. Yes, Nicola, whatever, Nicola.
I will stitch.
I'm with you, Nicola. I'm stitching now.
You know, it's nice. It's just, I mean, I just want to like get tea and biscuits and stitch Sarah Brazier after I listen. I listen to her, and I mean that with only but love in my heart. She just, I mean, what she says is so true, and she does it in a way that's not like jarring and hickish, like what I say when I would say, you know, just stitch one time at a time. You know,
wait a minute. Let me put this together. Limp, greasy, jarring, hickish.
Jarring. That pretty much.
Wow.
Up, doesn't it?
Wow.
I know. It signs me up. I just don't have like a cultured aesthetic like Nicola has.
Jarring hickish. Okay. We're going with that. If I titled these podcasts, that's what I would put for the title. Limp, greasy, jarring, hickish.
the one with the limp, greasy, jarring, hickish.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna call it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that warms my heart right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's special.
But she had beautiful samplers. Hands Across the Sea had beautiful samplers. That I agree with. What was the one that you said?
Elizabeth Weston. That's the one I got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not good with names, but it's beautiful. Yep. That one was beautiful. I agree with you.
Yeah. And then, all right, we got to quit. Oh, man. Holy smokes. See, this is the trouble. We got to quit.
I know. It's sad.
Check out, one more thing. Check out Teresa Baird, Heart's Ease Exemplar Works. Folks, check that out. Her samplers, and she's doing 13 colonies. So one for each of the original 13 colonies. They're patriotic room, Bonna.
I know. I saw it. And I thought, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.
It is. Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Check her out, too. All right. We got to quit.
Okay. Doggone it.
Because folks, we talked for an hour before we recorded, so...
We spend the whole afternoon together.
It's so special.
Oh, shoot.
That's it. Stephanie Webb Sunday. Lindy Stitches. Stephanie Webb Sunday. Thanks, Vanna. We're done.
Thanks, Gary. Bye, guys.